Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Krisos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosas Rabas Rachel, Shishi Bezachar Fan Yosef Kol Goin Bikar of Mamesh. And these Mishnahs discuss Karbonis Asham. We know the Torah tells us when a person has to bring an Asham, it has to be an isle, which is a ram that's worth at least two slime. So we have a number of cases that Mafresh Day Slime La Asham. A person was Mafresh, he designated two slime to purchase a carbon Asham, and it happens to be that the price dropped, the market went down. V'lakach Behen Shnei Ilim La Asham, and he ended up getting two for the price of one. He bought two Ilim for his Asham. And then by the time he's going to be bringing his carbon, the market went back up. So im haya echan mehen yafesh de slime, if one of them was actually worth two slime now, so yekib lashamai, that should be brought for his carbon asham because it's worth two slime. Even though he really paid one selah for it, now it's worth two slime, so he could bring that no problem. Now vasheni, the second one, it has kiddusha of a carbon because it was purchased with money that was designated for such. Therefore, what's done with it? Yirachay stayv, it goes out to graze until it receives a mum, v'yimacher yipul damul v'nadava, and sold, and then that money goes to the Nadava box in the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have another case. He designated two slime to purchase a carbon asham, and what did he do? Lakach bahen shnei elim l'chulin. He just ended up buying two elim. It was a good price, but he bought them for chulin. He just wanted to use them for regular mundane purposes. He didn't buy them for a carbon. Now that's called me'ila. He misappropriated hektish money for his own use. So not only does he still have to bring his carbon asham, which he had originally designated the money for, he also owes hektish, karen, and a chaimesh, the base value that he stole from them, and an added fifth as a penalty, as we've learned about previously, and he also has to bring an Asham Me'ilos. So what does he do with these two rams? Echad Yafesh Dei Slime, if one of them is now worth two slime because the market went back up, the Echad Yafesh Asar Zoz, and one of them is worth 10 Zoz, which is the value of two slime and an added fifth. So Yafesh Dei Slime, Yikrav L'Ashamai, the one which is worth two slime is brought for his original Asham that he was Chayiv in the first place, and V'Hasheni, the second one, L'Me'ilosai, that's a payment for Hektish for being Mayel, for misappropriating their money, because again, that's the value of two slime and a chaimesh, which is how much he had misappropriated from Ekdesh. And then he has to separate another two slime to go buy himself another animal to be his Asham Me'ilos. Here we have a third case. He designated his two slime and he bought himself two Elim for this good price. And Echel La'asham ve'echel L'chulin, one of them he bought to be a carbon Asham, so that's fine. And the other one he was Iver Me'ila on and he just bought it for Chulin purposes. Same Hayashal Asham Yafesh Dei Slime, if the one that he had bought for the Asham now went up in price is worth two slime, so Yikav La'ashamai, that's great, she brought us his carbon Asham. And Vahasheni Lim'ilasai, the second one, if it's worth two slime, that should be brought for his carbon Me'ila, his Asham Me'ilos, that he's chai for misappropriating this money. And V'yavi Ima Selah V'chumsha, he also has to add another Selah and a fifth on top of that for misappropriating this amount of money from Hektish. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now discussing carbon Chatas, Hamafsh Chatasai, a person designates an animal as a carbon Chatas, Vames, and the fellow himself died. Lo Yiviyana B'nai Acharav, his son is not allowed to bring it after him. That's even if his son is chai of a carbon Asham, that's because it's called Chatos Shemesa Ba'aleha, a Chatos that the owner died, so it has to be left to die, and it can't be used for any other purpose. Also, Lo Yiviyana Mechet Al Chet, a person can't bring from one Chet for another, which means if a person designated a Chatos for a specific Chet that he did, and then he did another Chet that requires a carbon Chatos, he can't use the animal that he designated for Chet number one as his carbon for Chet number two. And Afilu Al Chel Shachal Emesh, Lo Yiviyana Al Chel Shachal Yoyim, even if he ate Chel of yesterday, and he designated an animal for that, and then he ate Chel of again today, so it's the same exact Avera. That's eating Chelev. Still, he can't use that carbon that was designated for yesterday's Chelev for today's Chelev. Why is that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, by carbon Chatos, carbonoi al Chatosai. Really, the Pasuk says, v'hevi carbonoi si'iras izim tamim unikeva al Chatosai, but the key words are what the Mishnah says, carbonoi al Chatosai. And this teaches us, shei carbonoi l'shem Chetai. His carbon has to be for this Chet that he did, not any other Chet, even if it's the same one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with Mishnah's Chasen Test, the last two Mishnah's in the Masechta, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.